time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're doing well. How about this? I'm not used to not having any wind during a storm, but hey, I'll take it. Let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 54 at Hollis, 50 at Hobart. Bessie, you're 51. Arnett, 53. Slap Out, 54. May Ranch is 49. And Cherokee, you're 48 out here in the Texas Panhandle. 55 at Lipscomb. Miami's 56. 54 at McLean. 56 at Wellington. And 53 at Odell. Okay, let's get started. We got a big show today. Just to let you know that the Oklahoma Panhandle, I think Cimarron and Texas counties, in the Panhandle, you are still under a red flag warning today. Also, most of the eastern Texas Panhandle is, and southwestern Kansas and southeastern Colorado and parts of eastern New Mexico, you're still under a red flag warning today till, I think, 10 p.m. tonight, if I've seen that right, just to give you a heads up on that. Also, I wanted to share an email that I got last night. Kristen Almer, that was on yesterday, she talking about UTV and ATV accidents and fatalities, on and on. Well, she sent me a pretty sad email last night. She said, "We have very sad news to report to you that two children have died in Oklahoma in the past few days on separate accidents, and both of these were in eastern Oklahoma. One was a 8-year-old girl in Pottawatomie County on a UTV crash. It was on a Ranger, and there was another one, and I can't find it. There it was, Marshall County, 14-year-old boy in Marshall County on a Polaris Ranger too. So I hope you got the guys that were listening yesterday, and you can go back and listen to them on Facebook or on our website. On the show that we had yesterday with her, she's really good. And man, we just, it's sad, you know, spring breaks out and eastern Oklahoma has a lot of UTV trails, and especially up there around Disney, in there around Grand Lake. And so there's just a lot going on. So please, please talk with your children on safety on the Rangers and four wheelers and no more three-wheelers. I know I had an accident on a three-wheeler back in the day, back when I was working for K&D over at Foss. We had Big Red. Everybody remembers the Honda Big Red. I was going across there chasing a cow to get her back in line with the rest of them, and there was a loop of barbed wire out there in the pasture, and I didn't see it. And you know, there wasn't a lot of guards on those three-wheelers back then, and my foot caught that loop and that barbed wire and took my leg back underneath the rear wheel. I'm just telling you, I still feel it today. That's the reason why my back is the way it is now. Just whoo. So everybody, just practice safety, please, whether UTVs and ATVs, anything to do with power sports, razors, whatever. All right. Well, let's check out what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading on concerns about demand for U.S. goods as the dollar strengthens. The greenback was up 0.5% in overnight trading against a basket of its global counterparts. A stronger dollar makes U.S. goods less attractive on the global market. Investors are watching the results of a call between U.S. President Trump and Ukrainian President to see if any progress was made on finding a peaceful end to the years-long world war that began in February of 2022 when Russian forces attacked Ukraine. Trump said the meeting was very good, and the Ukrainian president also said the call was very positive. Ukraine is expected to be the fifth largest exporter of wheat in the 24-25 marketing year that ends May 31st, according to the USDA. Exports are forecast at 15.5 million metric tons, the agency said earlier this month. That's down from their previous outlook for 16 million metric tons and the 18.6 million metric tons that was shipped a year earlier. Wheat futures for May delivery fell a nickel to $5.58.5 a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost 6 cents to $5.88.75 a bushel. Corn futures gained a quarter of a penny to $4.62.25 a bushel. Soybeans for May delivery was down 4 cents to $10.04.25 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal rose 20 cents to $2.97.90 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.4 cents to 41.96 cents a pound. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture celebrated National Agriculture Trade Day yesterday in a bid to highlight the importance of ag trade to rural communities. This day highlights its crucial role agriculture trade plays in boosting state economies and supporting farmers and ranchers, while underscoring the need for policies that expand market opportunities and keep U.S. agriculture competitive. Ag, food, and related industries contribute 5.5% to the U.S. gross domestic product and compose more than 10% of employment, the group said. One of the primary roles of the State Department of Agriculture is to promote products domestically and abroad. South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson submitted a House resolution that emphasized the need for Congress and the administration to work together to pursue effective food and agriculture trade policies for the U.S. You know, thinking about that, you know, 5.5% to the U.S. gross domestic product and 10% of the employment in the United States has something to do with agriculture. But how really important is agriculture to the United States? Food is way more important than Nintendo games, I think. So, I mean, I guess that's not the greatest comparison in the world, but food, the security of having food in our United States is pretty important. So our numbers might be low as far as what we contribute to the economy, but I think it's very important. It's probably one of the probably is the most important part of our economy is having food for our people to eat in the whole nine yards, as far as I'm thinking. Red flag warnings have been issued for several states, including North Dakota, Nebraska, and western Kansas. According to the National Weather Service, winds in North Dakota, northern South Dakota will be sustained 20 to 25 with wind gusts up to 35. Humidity will fall to around 20%. In western Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, winds will gust up to 45 this afternoon with humidity as low as 8%. Elevated fire danger is expected. Fires will catch and spread rapidly in those areas of the Texas panhandle, southwestern Kansas, and the Oklahoma panhandles. Oh, got that going on. Yesterday, I had a, let me bring this up. Where is it at? Bear with me a second here. I lost it. I didn't get a chance to go back over the that question I had yesterday. Well, the actual answer was ECAP. It's the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program was the correct answer yesterday on my question. I let the winner know yesterday, by the way. But the checks were put in the mail yesterday, or not the checks, rephrase. The contracts were put in the mail yesterday for the ECAP and payments. And so when you get them, do as you're told. And I think you have till August 15th to claim to get it all done. But I'm sure going into the spring planning here, everybody's going to need every penny they get for that. So yes, that Those contracts, we've been talking about it for a month now, were mailed out yesterday. So they beat the deadline. I think tomorrow's the deadline. Yes, 21st was the deadline. So they got all that in there. So just to update you on that. Let's see, what else do we have here? Let's just go ahead and go through our first break. Later on in the show, I'm going to have Damon Culver and James Chester in here from Culverstone, and we're going to be talking about their cyclone metal buildings that they've started constructing here in our area. So it'd be exciting to talk about designing some new barns and what the ultimate barn is, or maybe the barn house. And if you got any questions about barn, the text lines will be open. The line will be open at 580-225-9697. I'm excited because Jamie Chester was one of the last persons I ever thought I'd get in the studio. So we go way back. So we're going to have some fun with that today. And let's see, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We're going to take a Farm Bureau break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for March 17th. 1,688 head were sold. 18 head of steers at $494 brought $367.50. 4 at $588 brought $322.50. 17 at $629 brought $343. 19 at $777 brought $275. 20 at $845 brought $280. 44 at $867 brought $274.25. 21 at $945 brought $258. 15 head of heifers at $584 brought $310. 32 at $696 brought $280. 65 at $724 brought $267. 12 at $857 brought $45. 11 at $872 brought $239. 3 at $888 brought $240. 25 at $955 brought $230. Butcher cows were $108 to $159. Butcher bulls brought $86 to $179. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hick, 580. 497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9400. 1-800-284-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for out in the panhandle of Texas. Miami, 55 degrees, humidity's 23, 2.17, the winds out of the west at 17 with wind gust up to 20 currently, 3/100ths of an inch so far this month. Miami, 408 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. No red flag minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 49. I know I was 29 at my house this morning, but I live right there along the river, so it gets a little bit colder. The new U.S. drought monitor's out, and according to what I'm looking at right here, northwestern Oklahoma, a lot of northern Oklahoma, you're in a D2 drought now. The panhandle of Oklahoma is in a D1. Texas Panhandle, you're in a D0, and right here in central western Oklahoma, we're in a D0 as along with southwestern Oklahoma. We need some rain. I know we do. A lot of red showing up from Nevada through Arizona and New Mexico, all in the southern edge there in the Texas, West Texas, I guess you'd call it, and some down there in central Texas, down there in the foothills of Texas. A lot of red showing up there, D3 and D4. That's about it. That covers it. We need some rain. We know it. And I seen some 15-20% chance of rain later next week, but that's a long ways out. I got a market report from you for the Beaver Stockyards Tuesday. 6,977 total heads sold. 6,645 calves were sold in yearlings and 332 cows. Prices, bred heifers were running anywhere from, they were 36 head, they were running anywhere from 1,200 to highest I see is 2,300. They averaged 1,406.67 a head, weighing 867, but I don't know what the quality was like on them, but they had a lot of them that was up there in the over the $2,000 mark on bred heifers. Bulls, 27 head of bulls, averaging 1,679, 159.42 per hundred weight, $2,676 per head. Bull calves, quite a few of those, 81 head, 529 average weight, average price 330 per hundred weight, 1,750 a head. Cows, let's see here, they had quite a few cows, 284 head of cows, average weight 1122, average price 172.46 per hundred weight. It was pretty good, $1,935 per head. Heifer calves, they had 95 head of them, average weight 448, average price 334.16, right at $1,500 per head. The heifer yearlings, let's see what they had here. I got to scroll through this whole report to get to what I want to. 2,248 heifer yearlings, average weight 711, 277.43 per hundred weight average. They like $28, averaging $2,000 per head. Pairs were bringing anywhere from, looks like, 1,500 to 3,000. Steer calves, 54 head, average weight 497, average price 386.14, average 1918.55 per head. Steer yearlings, quite a few of these. Let's see here. There we go. 4,156 head, average weight 811, average price 282.74, $6 short being $2,300 per head average. Pretty nice. What was the highest selling one they had in there? Let's see here. Just for the heck of it. There was one that weighed, a steer that weighed 1310 brought $2,606.90. That's some. Oh, there's another one that weighed 1188 brought $2,778. So, pretty good market. Market is good. All right, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb dealerships gray market updates. And let me make sure it's updated. One of these days, I'll figure out how to get that thing to update on its own. All right, grains for corn, May 468, up 6.25. July 475, up 6. Soybeans for May, 10/12, up 3.75. July, 10/24, up 3. Soybean meal, May, 296.90, down 80. July is 304.60, down 110. Soybean oil, May, 42.74, down 38. And hard red winter wheat just keeps going backwards. May, 585, down 9.75. July is 599, down 9.25. Cotton for July, 67.47, down 37. Oil out of West Texas, April, 68.34 per barrel, up 118. And natural gas down a little bit today, but still over $4. April, $4 even, down 24. The NASDAQ and S&P are just barely in the red. Dow is in the green. And then we have live cattle. April, ooh, this got to be a record here for futures. 207.75, up 92. June is 204.12, up 127. Feeders for March, 287.92, up 110. April, 287.55, down 82. May, 288.15, up 65. Lean hogs are in the green. April, 85.70. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When I come back, I'll have Mr. James Chester and Mr. Damon Culver in here from Culverstone and Cyclone. We're going to be talking about Cyclone Metal Buildings, and Jamie looks like he's just fired up, ready to start yakking. I got a fire question for you when we come back. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
Oh, great. The washing machine sounds like a rock crusher.
My shirt is still wet from this dryer. What are we going to do?
Did someone say laundry emergency? This is Shy the Repair Guy. I fix most name brand appliances in your home or in my shop.
Can you really fix this disaster?
Of course. I'll have your appliances humming in no time.
Wow, that was quick. For an appliance superhero, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl at 580-799-5433. Turning chaos into a happy home.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores, and if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable, they should be more friendly, they should be more customer oriented, they should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
March is Ram Truck Month, and there's never been a better time to get behind the wheel of a legendary Ram truck at Lipscomb Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Elk City. Built for power, designed for comfort, and ready for anything. With unbeatable deals on the full lineup, there's a truck for every job and every adventure. Save more in the country this Ram Truck Month with exclusive offers and financing options at Lipscomb Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Elk City. Good people, great deals since 1979, and at LipscombCDJR.com. But hurry, our Ram Truck Month deals end soon.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, advantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. As soon as my mouse starts acting right, I'll have you some weather. Here's some ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. 51 degrees, dew points 25. This is at ceiling, by the way. Humidity's 31%. Winds are out of the south at 4 miles an hour, and you can control your volume with that if you want to. One of those buttons, I think it's the second or third, if I'm too loud. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 56 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset at 7:47 tonight. Sunny and 66 today with light winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 46. Winds pick up a little bit, be 13 to 18 with wind gusts over 25. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 69 southwest winds switching, come out of the north, 10 to 17 with wind gust up to 25 out of the north. I was looking Saturday. If any of you guys are into golfing, you better get your tee times in now, because it's going to be pretty with no wind. Well, in the studio with me the first time ever is Mr. Damon Culver and James Chester. Which do you go by?
Either one.
Get up right, Mike. Scoot over there towards him. So we can share that mic. You're like a little kid. Get over there.
I'm here.
Yeah, I did, but I need you to talk into the mic so your people can hear you. You guys, you're well known for building great homes and did an awesome job on the Elk City Golf and Country Club, by the way. But you guys have stepped out and we're doing barns now and barnuminiums. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Damon?
We've always done barn dominiums, and you know, for a long time to build that on them, but we were subbing the metal building part out. But we have started. We hired some guys about a year ago that's been in the metal building business for a long time, and they do a really good job. So we've got them, and we got the equipment. So we decided we'd just start doing it for other folks too.
On your type, do you do different types of barn, or is it just one type of barn? You got steel I-beam, everything's metal?
They're all going to be I-beam and C-purlin construction, and they're all custom. They cut them on site and weld them together.
What's the biggest barn you want to build?
The biggest one we've built so far is probably about a 9,000 square foot.
That's pretty good size.
Pretty good size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think the barn is the farmer's favorite place.
You
might have a man cave in there, you might not, but man, keeping your equipment in and out of the sun all the time, and you know, with your hangovers, you know, you can back stuff in there and keep them out of the weather as most as you can. And there's a lot of people starting to build barns for their cattle. Have you guys got into any of that just yet?
We haven't yet.
Yeah.
We've just recently started doing it for everyone, you know, commercially doing it recently.
Mr. Chester, pull that mic over to you and talk into it, would you please? Because you got
okay. Here we go.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Here we go.
Jamie, you and I go way back.
Way back.
I don't know.
Hey, if you tell stories on me, I'm going to tell them on you.
I'm not going to tell no stories on you. No, you just, no, I'm going to, met you when I was going to school, and actually my dad did a lot of business with your dad up north of town. Was it Randall?
Yep.
On Randall, and it was good old times. How many years did you have at the fire department?
At 30 years.
30 years.
Yep.
And you planned to have 30 years there, or just was there more money involved if you stayed till you was 30?
They wasn't enough money. I was working for the retirement. You know, on the fire service end of it, you can stay too long, though.
Right.
You know, it's a young man chasing them fires, hard job.
Yeah, it really is. So, and yep. I want to ask you a question. I got a couple of questions for you while I got you here. We're going to talk about the barns. Don't worry, but you're here. I want to ask some questions. So you was on the fire department from what year to what year?
I started in March of 80.
80, the year I graduated.
Yep.
And you was on there until 2010. What's the, you know, we've had a lot of wildfires. Always, I think we've always had a lot of wildfires. The thing of it is now we've got social media and more news coverage. But when you got in 1980, we had pretty good sized wildfires back in the 80s, didn't
sure,
we?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just didn't have the public's knowledge right. of what we was doing.
This is, you know, you hear all this climate change and all this other stuff, but we've always had them, and I hope we don't have them, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
You look all over the country. I mean, Texas, everywhere is having them right now.
Right.
The humidity gets down to nothing and the winds gets high. It's going to happen.
Something's got to give.
It's going to happen.
And, you know, I hope we don't have one like we did last year, that million acre one.
Yeah.
Ever again. You know, we had these 25 and 30,000 sure. acre ones. They're all bad.
Yeah.
When you have them. Here's
a terrible. Here, I want to put a little 2 cents in. If people out there have any, like they need to support the fire department with water and Gatorade and stuff like that.
Right.
They don't realize how much them guys go through. Right. I mean, there's a lot of people that drop off things and support them real good. But just remember, a case of water goes a long ways when you're out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're out there overnight or people bringing a sandwich and. It just helps to have that support of the public.
Oh, yeah.
And they do.
And they do. Know? And yeah. we just need to be more aware of it. I've been working on this for about a week now, and I've talked to some fire chiefs around here on the volunteer fire department, and I talked to Chief Shevinka down yep. here about this. And there seems to be, like, there's a shortage of volunteer firemen here running all over the state of Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that go to these fires that are not, I don't know how you put up with him. He's like a little kid. What are you, 65? 67? 70?
I'm just getting in my prime.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm just getting there.
These volunteer fire departments are so important to agriculture.
Sure.
For these fires and stuff, and they don't get paid. And I've been working on trying to instigate our state representatives out here, Nick Archer and Anthony Moore and some of those, to figure out how we could pay these volunteer firemen when they go on something that involves task force, because they got to be gone.
Right.
And not every employer can afford to pay for that employee to be gone. You know, they can't afford to pay when he's gone. And, you know, a lot of our volunteer firemen are farmers. And so they don't, farmers and ranchers never figure their hourly rate. That's all there is to it. And then you got some companies that will help out as much as can. Then you got some guys that'll take paid leave, whether it's their vacation or sick leave. But I really think they need to save that for their families.
I agree.
In my book. And so in Texas, the Texas Forestry Department will, pays when you go on a task force fire like the big one last year. They was paying each truck $75 an hour, up to 16 hours a day. And then they would pay the guys, you know, the two-man fire crew, they'd pay them $25 each. So they gave 25 for the truck and 25 each for the fireman. What do you think about that in Oklahoma?
I think it'd help anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to run tires. You're going to, there's all kinds of equipment that you're going to ruin out there, unforeseen. You go through a lot of fuel, So any support legislation could do for these departments, whether they're paid or volunteers. Volunteers have a tough time.
Right.
I mean, you just wear out a lot of equipment. Right. I mean, how many air cleaners do you change in one day on one fire?
Right.
It's just maintenance, maintenance, maintenance. You just sit out there and feed them dirt all day, and them old trucks have a hard time.
Right. And, you know, there's a and I just been thinking about that. I think that, you know, and that helped with the recruitment of firemen. And I didn't know till earlier this morning, you know, you're reading all these articles, you know, they get volunteer firemen get $600 tax credit every year for being a volunteer. But that's after you complete 200 hours of firefighter one. That's, it's just because you sign up to be a volunteer doesn't mean. And that $600 tax credit, it's okay. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It helps. But I think there just need to be a little bit more done down there. And then, you know, I can't remember the exact abbreviation of those fire deals, but there's a certain deal when it's when FEMA comes in to help with these fires. There's right. IG, something like that. I don't remember what it is, but I talked to one fire chief this morning, and he said they just got paid for the Ray fire 4 years ago.
Right.
So that don't help much, but I had you in here, and I just, with your fire experience, I just wanted to ask you.
Yeah. The main thing I want is just support them.
Right.
I mean, them guys go out there and
go to their dinners, support their dinners.
You just don't realize everybody's home asleep, and them guys are up night and day trying to save your house or somebody's property or their animals, their family. So just support that fire department. Usually terrible weather, they're out there, I mean, in their own personal trucks.
Right.
So, yeah, they get a lot. They're away from their families tremendous.
Right.
It's hard on your family because
they don't know what you're doing out there.
Yeah, but the average public don't know that you spent Christmas on a fire instead of with your family.
Right.
You know, so just support them.
Fires don't take a break for Christmas.
Fires don't take a break.
Right.
That's true.
How long you been helping at Culverstone?
Full time or just off and on when I want to.
I've been which there. Which does he do more? Full time or off and on?
More full time.
Okay.
Yeah. He works as hard as the young guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's in his prime, according to him, at 70.
I am in my prime. No, this metal building deal, it's a good deal. I mean, I got a lot of friends that builds buildings.
Right.
And the guys Damon has, this last building they built was as good or better quality than any you'll see. It's good.
Right.
I mean, the quality stuff they put into it, there's no corners cut. They put in good stuff, build a sturdy building.
What's the best door system for a normal barn? Sliding doors? Garage doors, what's the best? What do you got? What do you guys just think? You're just your opinion.
With 70 mile an hour winds,
that's hurricane force stuff.
Yeah, an insulated dual steel overhead door. Right. Is the best thing.
Yeah. So, and then so have you guys done any barn dominiums yet?
We've done lots. Culverstone, we've built, I would say, right now, 40% of the new homes we do are barn. We call them barn houses, but they're barn dominiums. Yep. It used to be 90% conventional frame houses and 10% barn houses, and now it's about 60% conventional, 40% barn. We got one going right now out by Foss. We're actually starting the building today.
Right. Yep. Is there any advantage the barn dominium over a normal house, conventional home?
There's a few. Conventional house, the way we frame them with 2x6 wood walls, you end up with 6 inches of insulation in the wall.
Right.
In a barn house, you've got 8-inch purlin walls, and then we stand a 2x4 wall up inside that. So you got 12 inches of insulation.
You got more insulation.
Yeah, so you get more insulation, lower maintenance. You know, you don't have stuff to paint outside. And the cost is a little bit cheaper on a barn dominium than it is conventional frame house.
unless you go to adding a lot of stone or brickwork outside.
Right.
If you do that, then you're right back up about the same price as
conventional frame. But like you said, you got a better insulated home.
Yeah, you do have 12 inches of insulation, and they're extremely tight. We haven't really had many problems out of the barn dominiums. I mean, not any major complaints.
Is it louder during the hailstorm?
Yes. We do 1 inch of hard foam. We spray.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do that on conventional or barn houses.
Okay.
We start with 1 inch of hard foam, and that deadens it quite a bit, but you're still going to hear it.
Right.
But it's not as bad as what.
I love them. I got my son built one down there, West of Willow, and he put some thought into it. It's pretty cool because you can do a lot inside of a barn with 16 or 18 foot sides.
Yeah. The ones we've done, when you walk inside, as soon as you walk inside the door, you have no idea you're in a barn anymore.
Right.
We finish them out just like
the Elk City Golf and Country Club metal.
Right.
That's a really good example. And that was nice. And you guys didn't mess around with that thing.
Yeah. It turned out good.
You finished ahead of schedule too, didn't you? Or was it? That was during COVID, wasn't it?
Right after. It took us around a year, I think, to build that. But it's pretty big building. Yeah, it turned out nice.
Yeah, a lot of little rooms and cooking and all kinds of stuff in there.
Yep.
And then what did you contribute to the Elk City Golf and Country Club?
Just showing up. That's worth a lot. Just being there, dude.
So how's the best way for people to get a hold of you? They want to get a quote from you on a barn or barn dominium or just talk to you about doing something.
Give me a call. My number's 821-0681. Terry Stone's my business partner. His number's 243-9598.
Right.
We're not great at keeping up with our Facebook page as far as the last 3 years. We haven't posted pictures or anything. We just, it's hard to keep up with that sometimes.
Why don't you have him do that?
We've got a bunch of good builders and good tradesmen that work with us, but none of us are very good with a computer or with social media. But, I mean, one of the other things we do design everything that if somebody needs us, we do have architectural software. We do the drafting of floor plans, whether it's barns or houses. We draft it in-house so we can start with a blank slate and help you design it and build it.
So much money.
If you hired an architect to design the same building that they're fixing to build, you'd be out $5,000 or $10,000.
Right.
Compared to Damon can do it in-house, and if you choose to use him, it don't cost you nothing for the plan. I mean, he don't charge them extra for drawing it up and giving it to you. So
right.
The people can see it, and the program he's got, it's in 3D. You can spin it around, look at every angle, and it does good at designing them.
So, back to you, Jamie, one more time. One more thing.
Okay.
Do you help with the design?
Yeah, I do. I sit over in the corner and look over his shoulder. That's about as far as I get on the design end of it.
Does he ever critique you?
Sometimes. We have a lot of fun.
The good thing really about it, we was all in the fire service together.
Right.
Brandon, Damon.
Terry.
Terry.
Yeah.
I worked for Terry Stone Construction years ago when I worked on shift at fire station.
Right.
When Terry had his own business. So.
Right. So it's a small world?
Yeah. Small world.
Yeah, if you have us do something, you're going to see some firemen on your job site.
There you go.
Yeah, you definitely will.
Yeah. And probably Damon might give me the look here, but if you want to contribute to the fire departments, he'll add more money onto your building and he'll pay him.
Yeah.
Be a contribution to it.
Yeah.
How long was you in the fire department?
22 years.
22 years?
Yep.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Still on.
There's firemen involved in every trade or business out here, yes. More than likely.
And they're usually good guys.
Yeah. Too. Most of the time.
They do a good job.
I didn't start liking him till he retired.
He's a lot nicer since he retired.
He really is.
He was the enforcer down at the fire department back in the day.
Jimmy, I babied them all down at the fire station. They love me.
I went in there to buy a CO2 extinguisher. I had to go through red tape when I dealt with him. And right after he retired, I went back in there to get me another, and I think it was Darren Murray was in there, and I was out of there in 5 minutes. So I just, a lot of red tape with you, Mr. Chester.
Yeah.
I had to keep my extinguishers on my baler looking good, because that's my worst nightmare.
We always had fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've always had fun, and again, Damon, tell everybody how to get a hold of you. Have you guys got a website?
Not really. We have a Facebook page for Culverstone. We're working on a Facebook page for the Cyclone Metal Building.
Oh, cool.
Right now.
But, that'd be good.
Best to just call us.
Okay.
Like I say, 821-0681.
That's your cell phone. Yep. But appreciate you guys stopping by. Thanks for sponsoring the show, too. Sure. You guys get a cool building built. Come back in. Let's talk about it.
All right.
I think bring somebody besides you. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma, working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at TSETHealthyYouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big town of Mangum. 55 degrees, feels like it's 55. Dew point's 29, humidity's 37. The winds are out of southwest at 5 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57 degrees. Sunset at 7:49. Sunny and 66 today with winds like we got going on now. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 41. The winds start to pick up just a little bit. Not bad. And it won't keep you up tonight. It won't be that high like yesterday. Whew. Friday, mostly sunny, 71 degrees. South to north winds, 9 to 16. With wind gusts in the 20-mile-per-hour range. All right. The Agriculture Statistics Board of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Agriculture Statistics Service. Man, that's a lot of abbreviations. It issued a notice March 19th that NAS is reinstating the July cattle report. Bravo, as well as the county estimates for crops and livestock. The county estimate reinstatement is effective for the 2024 crop season for the row crops, corn, cotton, peanuts, rice, sorghum, soybeans, and the 25 crop season for small grains, barley, oats, and wheat. Following release dates are scheduled for the NAS County estimates, May 6th for corn, sorghum, and soybeans, May 12th for cotton, May 13th for cattle, and May 23rd for rice and peanuts. In addition, the July cattle report is scheduled for release on July the 25th. So there we go. How about that, man? There was a lot of complaints when they cut that July cattle report out because we need to know it. That's all there is to it. Let's see here. Wholesale eggs. Check this out. This comes from Successful Farming. Newsweek, Jasmine, I think is how I say it, that Laws editor from Newsweek reported Tuesday that wholesale egg prices in the U.S. have fallen to $3.45 per dozen, reaching their lowest level in nearly 5 months, following a period of price volatility fueled by supply chain issues, bird flu outbreaks, and fluctuating consumer demand. Egg prices have experienced extreme fluctuations over the past year. On March 3rd, wholesale egg prices reached a record $8.17 per dozen, according to data from the USDA. The spike was attributed to tight supplies and seasonal demands. Laws reported since then, prices have declined more than 57% to $3.45 per dozen, the lowest number since October of 2024. It didn't take them that long to figure that out, did it? A recent USDA egg market report noted that egg inventories have increased, contributing to drops in prices. The report also found that demand has eased slightly following the holiday season. We've got Easter coming up, though, reducing upward pressures on costs, and therefore no significant outbreaks of bird flu reported so far in March. Retail egg prices are taking longer to fall because the inventory they got that they already paid the high price for. It's not like getting gas at the Quick Trip. You're not going to, prices come down, they can adjust them. So, but this is the interesting part. I think I got enough time here. CBS News' Lai Cohen reported Wednesday that as the bird flu continues to wreak havoc on the U.S. egg supplies, U.S. Customs and Border Protection data shows there have been significantly more egg products seized at U.S. borders than the number of seizures of fentanyl in 2025. So I guess black market eggs, black marketing eggs was That's crazy. According to the CBP data, there has been 413 drug seizures involving fentanyl in fiscal 25, but there's been 5,572 egg product interceptions so far this fiscal year. There were nearly 16,000 such interceptions in all of 2024. Learn something new every day. I had a text message I wanted to, it says, remember the men and women who helped neighbors move brush and debris away from their land and homes after the windstorms? Hello, and thanks to the quiet heroes. And there we go. And I said, another one is, I think the governor should sign a bill to allow fire departments to come out and help farmers do controlled burns. The farmers could make donations to the fire departments for help. Yes, they can do that. If your county doesn't have a burn association, as a matter of fact, the burn associations, they got the equipment to come out and do it. So call your local burn association. And if you don't have one, somebody needs to get one started. And clothing is very important. If we did not have cotton growers, it's a true fact right there, and we would not have clothing and, you know, also food. When I said that early in the show, thank you very much. Okay. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with